This next one is a pretty big story, Wobbleland, that I think you're really going to care about. A former high school football coach named Joe Kennedy in the state of Washington was fired for praying after games. He will have his case heard today by the Supreme Court. To learn more about this, we turn to Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Hey there, Tanya.
Hey, how are you?
I am well. So tell us what happened. This coach was told to stop praying after games, but he continued to do so?
Basically, yes. He had Joseph Kennedy, as you mentioned. Bremerton High School is the place he used to work. The place that hired him to be the coach. Kennedy v. Bremerton School District is the case that this is being argued today. To say it is hotly contested is an understatement. This is one of those that's gotten a lot of attention. He basically says their, decision to hire him as the school's junior varsity team and to be an assistant for the varsity team was kind of a fluke in the first place. He really hadn't even coached football when he was hired by Bremerton High School back in 2008. So his experience with football was when he was played a couple of years in Hawaii while he was serving in the Marines. Okay, so that's sort of the background of some of this, and what's happened basically is he is contesting their district not to renew his contract because he did post game prayers at the 50-yard line after games. He's not just trying to get his job back. He is also trying to, win this case because it is kind of an intersection of First Amendment rights. That's how it's sort of being looked at. But like I said, you were correct when you said this is a really big case.
Mm-hmm.
There's, of course, the right to worship, free speech, as well as the right of students to be free from religion that is imposed by school officials. So that's all sort of, this is not just a religious liberty case or a free speech case. This is sort of the big kahuna rolled all into one, he was having these prayers, I guess you would call them like prayer time sort of thing, when he was praying on the field. This actually kind of came to a head in September of 2015. That's how long this has been going on.
What?
And a coach from an opposing team told the principal at Bremerton about what was happening. Then they called him. They said, okay, don't do that. This went back and forth. And then finally in October of that year, he had done another, he'd gotten a lawyer by then, and he told them he intended to resume the practice of doing this, private post-game prayer at the 50-yard line. Of course, there was a lot of people who found out about this by mm-hmm. this point. The media was there. It was sort of a big deal. And then they sent him a letter later after that saying it violated his actions violated the district's policy. They said they had offered him other options to pray after games, like privately or after the crowd had left or whatever. He continued to do so, and then they put him on administrative leave.
Well, here's kind of you kind of brought it up, Tanya. This coach was fired a while back. This has kind of been ongoing. I guess what I don't understand is why has it taken so long for this case to get to the Supreme Court?
That's a really good question. I mean, it had to work its way through there. It went to federal district court. He had argued that their actions had violated his rights for free speech and free exercise, of the First Amendment. They did not give him, the district court said, did not give him his job back, basically. The lawsuit was ongoing. They reasoned that his prayers were not protected by the First Amendment, and he was acting as a public employee, and that's why. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the ruling. That's when, in 2018, he went to the Supreme Court asking them to intervene. It has been working its way through the courts, this whole time. But these arguments are finally set to happen. So this is obviously one of those cases that's going to be very highly watched.
Really quick, Tanya, before I let you go, do we know when we can expect a decision on this case?
That's a good question. I'm not sure if this is going to be one of those that we're going to find out by June. Usually they kind of start wrapping things up, mm-hmm. I think in June. I'm not sure if we're supposed to know something by then or not, or if they're going to, if we get an idea of that it could be sooner. That's a good question. I don't have the information for you to answer.
All right. Well, hey, Tanya, I appreciate all the information you did have.
Sure. Thank you.
That's Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers joining us live here on WoWo. For the record, everything that I am reading says a decision is expected by the summer. So she's probably right on point by saying by June. That's usually when a lot of these decisions are made. So hopefully by summer, we will have a ruling on this one. Joe Kennedy, you're my hero.
Podcasts by Federated Media.